You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do this. What's up, folks? I'm feeling energized right now. I'm feeling renewed and refreshed. I'm feeling good right now. I've met some people, and I just want to say that I really enjoy their company. I really like the way, the way I feel right now by the words of encouragement. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who is outpouring their tremendous amount of support for me right now. And not just for a president, you know, just in general. Like, people in general are just really supportive right now. And it's just been a real huge drastic change from what I've been through. So just thank you. Whew. I just got done writing a press release. You guys should go check it out. You can check it out on my Twitter, my Facebook page, my LinkedIn, whatever. Just look up Chance Trahan, you'll find me. Chance for President, I'm there. ChanceTrahan.com, that's my link. If you want to donate to my campaign, it's paypal.me/ChanceTrahan. ChanceTrahan is in November, as in this November, as in vote for Chance Trahan for U.S. President this November. That's what's up. That's what's up, Productions. Oh, you think you're smart, you think you're funny, you think you're a wise guy. You're a wise guy, huh? You know what I like to do with wise guys? Let's not go there. Okay, so anyways. So yeah, I'm taking it slow right now. Like, I know it looks like I'm doing a lot, but to me, like, this is taking it slow, it's taking it easy. You know, I'm not out there doing a lot of rallies and all this crap, because I started to focus on rallies and campaign rallies, and you see how that turned out. Coronavirus scare. And it's been like one lie after another. So is it really just a scare, or like what is this? You know what I'm saying? Like what is this? I'm serious. Like the week I was supposed to start campaigning and having rallies. Oh no! You can't have more than 50 people. No, wait, I lied. No more than 10. No more than 2 people in the store. It's just been one thing after another. So yeah, everybody who supports me, I appreciate you. You have no idea. The words cannot express the gratitude and sense of relief that I'm feeling right now. It's been a long, hard fight on my way to the top, having my campaign silenced every step of the way. Naysayers say this and that, but I'm over it, dude. I'm so over it. Like, I have no reason to sit here and dwell on negativity. It's just, I'm so over it. I'm over it all. Like, all the negative naysaying, all the crap talking, all the psychotic stalking ex crap. Like, get a life. Do something good with your own. Leave me out of your life. You didn't want me around for the kids, so why are you trying to be around in my life now that I'm starting to experience just a little bit of success? Got a little bit of success going on. You just want to crap all over it. I'm going to wipe my butt and wipe it on that. I'm going to take my adult diaper off and wipe your mirror down with it. So when you see yourself, you got to see all the poop that I put you through. Like, get a life. I'm so over it. Clip that out. Use that against me. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm just, for real, man. I'm tired of this, man. Just, oh man. Let's talk about something positive. Something else that's positive. So yeah, Mike Tyson's making a comeback. We're gonna talk about boxing for just a little bitty second. Just a second. Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., this is interesting. So I've seen both training videos, right? It sounds like Roy Jones Jr. has got a lot of punch that he's packing. Like, I mean, his punches are heat. But he doesn't look as fast as Mike Tyson is looking right now. Mike Tyson says he's going for the knockout. But Roy Jones Jr., see, so like, okay, here, I got an analogy. I got something for you. It looks like, now don't take this the wrong way, because I'm fans of both. Now, I'm obviously a bigger fan of Mike Tyson, so I want that to be put out there, because I never really watched Roy Jones Jr. box and all that, you know what I'm saying? I've seen him box, but it wasn't like as captivating as, oh, this is Mike Tyson. Yeah, ooh, Mike Tyson about to fight, you know? But like, to me right now, it seems like Mike Tyson is the rabbit and Roy Jones Jr. is the turtle. Now, I'm not saying that the turtle's gonna win the race slowly but surely, but I'm just saying that's just kind of what it looks like right now. And neither one is like, no, I'm not saying like Mike Tyson, oh, he's going so much faster. Oh, yeah, look at that. No, it's not about that. Well, I'm just saying like, I'm not putting this as far as like the whole race to the finish line type of deal. I'm just saying he looks like the quick rabbit, and Roy Jones Jr. is looking like the Ninja Turtle. And so, I honestly, I'm gonna put it to you this way. Based on what I saw out of both of their training videos, this could go either way, folks. I got goosebumps. I haven't gotten excited about a boxing match in years. And I love boxing. I love it. I love fighting. I just like fighting, you know? And so I don't know. I don't know, man. It's gonna be a close race. We'll put it that way. This could go either way. It really could. Roy Jones Jr. could have a knock him out the box power punch. And Mike Tyson could just come out swinging. So I mean, you know what I'm saying? This could end up being a really, really short bout. You know what I'm saying? Like, this could go either way. And I think that's what's really hyping up this fight right now. Like, I got goosebumps again. That's what's really good about this fight right now. Is about, like, not only is it exciting, like the build-up is really exciting right now, and honestly, neither of these fighters are trash talking each other. So that's another really cool thing. They really respect each other enough to be like, you know what? We're both contenders. Ain't no reason to be young bucks about this and just be gnawing at each other. No pun intended. No disrespect. No pun intended. With that. But it is funny though. And it's funny. But you know what I'm saying? They're not at each other's throats with this. They're just like, look what I could do. You know what I'm saying? Look what I could do. No, seriously though. They're just kind of like, at this point right now, it's like, look what I could do. It's not like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna knock that fool out. He a sucker. He a punk. Nah, it's not about that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I really like about this comeback. You see what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? Are you picking up what I'm putting down right now? There is a mutual respect going on right now. It's not like Conor McGregor talking about eating you like you a gazelle type of dumb foundry. Like that's just stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like you're gonna it's Conor McGregor. You got your rear end handed to you. I'm trying to keep this clean, so bear with me. You got your rear end handed to you by a vegan, but the whole time you talking about I'ma eat you like a gazelle. Look at how I eat this steak. And that ended up being his downfall. You see what I'm saying? So you don't see that with this fight. That's what I really like about this. I'm sorry for all you people who are like, oh, man, I didn't go in here for boxing. Well, this is a politics of the entertainment that is called boxing and fighting. Like, these are the politics. You don't have to trash talk each other. You ain't gotta bring each other's moms and kids into this. Like, this is what the sport is really about. It's really a sport. You know what I'm saying? It's like with the NBA and the NFL bringing equality and diversity and this and that into it, like, just stop. Like, that's not what we're coming here for. We're not going to concerts to hear about how you don't like one candidate and you should vote for the other. That's not, what is this? What is this? Is this a Rage Against the Machine concert? Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't pay to go see George Strait talk about, you know what? George Bush sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like imagine if you went and saw George Strait of all people, right? And he just started, he got up there and he's like, you know what? Hold up, stop the music, just stop. Politics. Like, no, you just, like, come on, bro, come on. You don't go, it's like, I gotta stop right now. Because this is so funny, what I'm about to say. At least to me it is. You don't go to a Cannibal Corpse concert. You know what I'm saying? You don't go. You don't go to a Lil Wayne concert. You don't go to a Conway Twitty concert. You probably don't. I mean, like, you really don't. The dude is dead. But no disrespect. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't go to these concerts no matter what genre. That's what I'm trying to get. No matter what genre you're going to see, you don't go to see a rapper or a death metal band or Whitechapel or whatever, or Korn or Pantera or whatever. You don't go to any of these types of concerts. Like, imagine back in the day they talking about Hillary Clinton sucks. Like, you would have left. I mean, don't get me wrong, a lot of people would probably agree, but at the same time, it's like, boo this man. Like, get off the stage, you jerk. Like, I probably talked about this in another podcast, but I mean, like, I don't mean no disrespect to Phil Anselmo. The guy has been through a lot. I don't even want to know. Like, that's how much the dude has been through. Like, but he ruined a concert for me. It was a Superjoint Ritual concert. It was decent. It was cool. But then he stopped the music to talk about the politics of Pantera. Like, dude, like, shut up. Like, play the music. Like, we're here for the music. Like, we didn't think you sucked until you started stopping the music. You started saying, hey, stop the music. I want to talk to you. No. We did not pay to hear you talk, man. Pick up your phone and start dialing on Twitter if that's what you're trying to do. Make a statement somewhere else other than a concert. If you want to make a statement, make an album cover that makes a statement. Write a song that makes a statement. Trust me, we'll understand. You know what I'm saying? Put that into your art. Don't take your art out to put in politics of something else. You understand? And I know a lot of y'all have said this and you agree, but I'm really trying to put it into perspective for some of you people who y'all don't get it, right? Now, let's say you get it. This is not directed towards you. But some people, like, I don't want to put one party over the other, but I'm just going to say, like, let's say there's Democrats at a concert or liberals at a concert, right, who have a track record of just ruining crap for other people, right? You know? Now, don't get me wrong. All parties have ruined crap for everybody, right? We're just talking about the performing arts here. You know, like, you know, like, they've got a track record of going to the Emmys and the Golden Globes and talking about Donald Trump. Like, dude, you're into acting. You're here for an award. Like, shut up. You know what I'm saying? Take your award and get off stage. Go up and do your presentation, then get off the stage. I don't know, and I don't care who's paying you to say what you're gonna say up on stage about this candidate or this politic or that. Like, nobody cares, bro. You have completely ruined the experience of something we ain't watching anyways. You feel me? I don't care about an award show. I don't know very many people who do that isn't into acting and is in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm into acting. I'm in acting, right? I do my own videos and stuff, right? But if I'm gonna do a video, right, and I want to do a politicized video, I'm gonna do a video about politics. You understand? I'm not gonna get an award and say, you know what, this is all fine and dandy, but F Donald Trump. Like, what? Like, just get your award. Thank God and Jesus or whatever you wanna thank. Thank your manager or somebody or your agent, your talent agent. But don't drag other people down in the process. Don't be taking money from politicians. Like, hush. For real, like, hush. Stop politicizing your career. You understand? Politicize your arts. Don't politicize your entire... Don't define your entire lack of talent, right, with going up on stage and confirming your lack of talent by opening your mouth about politics. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, see, for example, I can't have a music account on social media. I just cannot do it. I can't do it. It has to be an account of me. You understand? Now, granted, I'm running for office, right? I'm running for U.S. President 2020. So vote for me this November. But that's different. You know what I'm saying? Because it's my account about me. It's not about Chance the brand, right? It's about Chance the creator. You understand? So I'm not going on my music name is just Chance, right? I don't go on Chance, that social media account, to post some links about my music, but then to start talking about politics and Donald Trump and man and that. No, I don't do that. But see, that's why I limit myself to not having a musician account for my brand, right? I don't have any brand accounts. The only branded account I have is Chance for President, the Chance campaign. But that's built on politics. So I can talk about politics. And at the same time, I can post my music. You see what I'm saying? But I'm not flooding it with just music. Because it's not a music account. You understand? Am I getting through to some of you guys who are doing this? Right? You don't, like, let's see. Who? Like, T.I. T.I. is horrible bad at this. He's so bad at this. He brings all this crap into his branded account, his TI account, not his Calvin Harris account, right? Because that don't exist, right? So if that don't exist, like, shut your mouth about these things. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went on his social media, and I'm no disrespect to the man, right? I'm just critiquing what he's doing in a sense as to make an example for you. I'm making an example out of my dude, right? He was talking about, like, get out there and vote and da da da. That's fine. But whenever you start promoting a certain candidate over the other and you say this is why you should vote for that candidate, that's what's different. That's when you're dragging your brand down because you're creating a division. So don't do that, man. If you care about your brand, if you care about your money, about your income, don't do that, man. Me, I don't care, dude. That's why because I know if I have an account and it's branded music, like, I'll tear it down with political statements. I already know, so I just don't do that. And I just only do it to post what I'm up to, what I'm thinking, what I'm about, right? You understand? Are you picking up what I'm putting down, bro? Because I ain't no jive talking turkey. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you straight up. But on the other hand, let's say, who's a good example? Who's a good example? Damon? Well, no. I would say Damon John, but he sometimes does bring politics into it. Although he kind of doesn't, right? God, who is a good brand who's never done this? I don't know. Let's talk about George Strait again. Now, I've never seen him on social media, but I could imagine if him or even McIntyre or, let's say, I'm trying to think of other genres. Like, who? Probably Zero, okay? The rapper Zero. You never heard of him, probably. A lot of y'all probably never heard of Zero, right? But I'm going to be honest. Like, I don't follow the man on social media, but I couldn't imagine him talking politics on the social media, you know what I'm saying? Because he knows it's about music. He's making it relatable, right? That's what I'm trying to get at, is you're trying to make your brand relatable, but whenever you reach out to the crowds that can't relate to you with something they can't relate to on some stuff that they don't care about, like you, am I making myself clear here? Because I've talked about this a lot already, like just in this few songs or whatever alone. You know what I'm saying? But let's say, okay, there's a metal band called Unearth. They only talk about their music and where they're gonna be live at. I haven't combed through their social media because I don't do that. I don't look at artists that way, you know what I'm saying? But I've never, honestly, the times that I do look, I haven't seen him bring politics. It's all about the music and their art form. And it, you know what I'm saying? It's about the art. It's about the fans, right? It's not about controlling your fans, creating an agenda within your fans, or trying to push some kind of issue on your fans. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So now that I made that point, I'm just gonna say, like, it's no wonder why people who have been revered as great and wonderful artists like Brad Pitt and Snoop Dogg and all that, their fans are turning on them. At least that's the way it looks. Don't get me wrong, like, there's some fans that they love Snoop Dogg, right? But have you really had people around you just be like, man, that last Snoop Dogg album was the shiznit? No, you don't. Now, don't get me wrong, like, I'm not saying he ain't talented, but his time kind of came and went because it went whenever he started shoveling politics over his shoulders, you know what I'm saying? Digging his own grave, digging his hole on his brand, and the dirt that he's flinging up and back is just coming right back down on top of his head. You see what I'm saying? And he's burying himself with this. I mean, don't quote me on that. Just go look for yourself. I mean, if you haven't seen it, you don't know what I'm talking about. Then, like, where have you been for the last 5 years at least? I'm just generalizing this for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make a point here. We're not here for that. We're here as your fans. We're here for your brand. We're not here for your political views, for your personal views. And that's really all I'm gonna say about that. That's really all I'm gonna say about that. So, let's see. What else can I tell you guys? So I did a recent press release. You guys should go and check it out. I know I'm pushing this again, but it's a really good press release. Like, what are my chances of beating Donald Trump? What are they? Some of you will probably say slim to none. Some of you will probably say, I think he actually stands a chance. But I lay it all out, like, look, this is what I've been through. This is what it's like running for president. Because a lot of y'all ask, well, how do you run for president? What kind of question is that? What you mean, how do you run for president? Why don't you ask me what it's like? Like, that's, honestly, I'm gonna be honest with you. That's rude to ask me, how do you run for president? That's asking for the money shot, and you ain't paid nothing. You understand? I don't get it. You know, that's like fast forward in the video to the money shot. Like, you don't do that. Like, at least let it build up. Catch a joke or two before you go straight for the money shot. I mean, unless that's all you're there for. But even then, that's rude. That's objectifying things. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going way off the deep end with this, if you're catching my drift. But you know what I'm saying? You guys know me for edgy content. That's just what I do. It has been a long, hard fight to the top. Honestly, like, I'm here now. Like, I'm at the top. What do you want from me? What do you want to hear me speak about? What kind of issues do you want me to tackle that other candidates won't tackle? I mean, those are the real questions that I'm asking you. Forget asking me how. I'm already doing it. I'm here doing it now. What, you're gonna prepare for a 2024? Well, then you have plenty of time to figure that out all on your own, don't you then? Because I don't see you jumping into this race right now, and you'd be foolish to even try. The only reason anybody like Kanye is even jumping in is to take votes away from people, namely me. But hey, don't quote me on that. You know, it's funny because the reason I say that is because Kanye West, like, came out and said, oh, I'm running for president, but didn't file with the FEC, then suddenly filed with the FEC, right? But in between all that, Chance the Rapper comes out and talks about his support for Kanye for president, which is only, it's creating competition for the keywords Chance for President. You see what I'm saying? That's just trying to take attention away from me as a candidate. You know how rude that is? Like, I could slap the taste out of people's mouth for that. I mean, really think about that. That's rude and inconsiderate. Like, dude, you're like, Kanye, you're not, you're about as serious as running for president as Tom Cruise, who his video for him running for president, what was that, a trial run? Like, what was that? He lasted like 5 seconds. But he caught wind from me and dropped out. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, what was that, a favor from Gavin Newsom? Like, is that to just distract me? Well, it worked because it was entertainment. It was funny. It was so stupid that it was funny that he's even trying. Like, who's going to vote for a Scientologist for president? I'm trying to keep it real with you. I'm being serious right now. I know I ain't. Are you? I don't understand the nerve of some people, man. But hey, you do you, boo-boo. That's all you, boo-boo. Honey, boo-boo. Hey, speaking of honey, boo-boo, let's talk about Anderson Cooper, who has a cutout, a life-size cutout of Honey, boo-boo. I don't know if that's in his office or his home. I don't know. But he's got a life-size cutout of Honey, boo-boo, right? And so if you've been following the Pizzagate pedo wood crap, you know about the face filleting. Wearing the face of somebody you're trying to get their adrenalized blood from. Well, he's got like this mask over her face. And only her mouth and eyes and nose have holes or something like that. And then on the desk that he's sitting at, or table, or coffee table, whatever it is he's sitting at, there's a paper, right? And the paper is I don't remember what it's called, but it's some kind of Russian thing, number something 77. And it's about child trafficking. And so, like, he's got this piece of paper he's holding up, and you can't see what it is, but you can kind of see what it is through, because the light going through the paper kind of shows what it is, and it looks like a catalog of children he's trying to order. So it's like he's coming right out there and telling you he's a child trafficking predator. He's a child predator. Like, that's gross, dude. Man, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, that is gross. Ugh. Like, gag me with a bag full of maggots, gross. Ugh. Dead cat in a bag with maggots in it. It's been there for weeks. Gross, dude. Gross. You are one sick individual. That's how nasty. That doesn't even begin to describe how nasty. Catch a whiff of that. That's how nasty, my dude. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm speaking straight into your soul. That's nasty, bro. We need to out him as a child predator. That's exactly what he is. He's destroying the lives of children who are being kidnapped and trafficked for torture and rape and brutal murder for their adrenalized blood, for their pineal gland that they pull out of their freaking head while they're still alive and share it amongst each other. I know I've talked about this in plenty of podcasts, but dude, I'm really trying to make a point here. Like, this is really going on. This is not fake news. And if it is, then man, this is one heck of a dupe. One heck of a distraction. You know? You ever seen that meme? This is what kids who are trafficked in Wayfair cabinets see as soon as they open the cabinet door. And it's a photo of all the Hollywood celebs. It's a gathering of them, and they're all smiling like, hey, yeah, woohoo. Freaking party time for them. You know, like, I really don't want to go either way with this, because I still haven't seen the real video or actual high detail photos of what's going on with this whole Hillary pedo ring crap. But at the same time, I don't want to discredit it, because if it's actually true, then it needs to be looked into, it, you know? But we've been duped with major tragedies before. Look at 9/11. Look at the Beirut quote-unquote attack that Trump has said is that we're steering towards. It's an attack. Right, okay. Why do people have fake blood on them? Like, this is the Las Vegas shooting all over. This is the Boston Massacre all over. This is all that crap that's meant to scare you and keep you indoors all over again. Like, get outside, get some fresh air. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger said, like, dude, you guys can come outside. Like, it's okay. Like, you can come outside. Like, I'm out here at like 9 or 10 in the morning, and I'm going for a bike ride, and there's nobody here. It's like a ghost town. Like, get outside. Like, thanks for doing your part, but get outside. Get some fresh air. I mean, I need to take my own advice. I haven't gotten enough fresh air. I've just been inside, man, playing Call of Duty, all types of things, man, working on my campaign, but mainly playing this Call of Duty, man. I am stuck on Call of Duty right now. But it's a good way for me to, like, socialize with people and not have to leave the house, you know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, there's crazy people outside the doors, but it's been that way since God knows when. Look at how many times they scared you on just Halloween alone. Old people giving poison candy, they snatching kids on Halloween. And so people stop trick-or-treating for the most part. But look at how many kids are missing, 800,000 kids a year? And now it's up into the millions just this year alone or something? So yeah, I mean, maybe kids shouldn't go back to school right now. You ever thought about that? But don't get me wrong, maybe your kid is confident and isn't getting traffic, but think about all the kids who are not confident, all the insecure children out there in the world right now. Remember when you were an insecure child, you thought you were confident, but then somebody duped you, or you got raped, or something horrible happened to you? Great, wonderful. But let me tell you something. We outnumber these types of people. That's why they'd rather depopulize the planet of people like you and I, who stand for our rights, our basic human rights, that they'd like to strip away because they want total control. These so-and-so reptilian humanoids, allegedly reptilian humanoids. But dude, okay, like, let me back this up. But yeah, they want control. That's what I'm trying to say. There's this movie called Iron Sky, right? And apparently it's been remade just a couple years ago, like 2018 or something, or 2016, I don't know. But it was recently remade, right? Like, it first came out, it was a German movie or something like that, but it was about reptilian humanoids, right? I watched this remake, the Americanized version, and the first 5 minutes is ridiculous. Like, I'm talking about turn it off, stand up and walk away from the TV is ridiculous. Like, what? But, like, that makes me want to watch it even more to see, like, what shades of truth that they're penciling into this production. They obviously want you to look at it and think of it as a B-rating film, you know, a B-side film, right? Like, oh, this is stupid, right? But at the same time, look at what they're revealing in this. Because we all know that all Hollywood productions got some kind of truth to it. So if that's true, I mean, I encourage you to watch that. I was also told about the TV show V. Apparently that's all about reptilian humanoids that have come to this planet and they're like, wow, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just watch the show. I've never seen it though. These are new to me. I don't even think I've heard of it. Or if I have, I wrote it off as something that was stupid, right? Reptilian humanoids, like, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, Independence Day seemed more realistic than this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no spoilers, but it looks like Sarah Palin in Iron Sky is a reptilian humanoid. It looks like Vladimir Putin is a reptilian humanoid in just the first 5 minutes alone, right? But that's not even a spoiler, right? Like, when you watch it, it's ridiculous, it's stupid, it's dumb, it's like dumb comedy. Like, it's not even funny, that's how stupid it is, right? Like, how lowbrow humor it is. But at the same time, whoa, right? Speaking of, so I recently saw this, look this up on the internet, because it's all over. Steve-O, shape-shifting reptilian. Like, you can look it up on YouTube or anywhere, just look it up, right? And there's this video of him in the Jackass 3D behind the scenes or something like that. There's this extra bonus, right, video of him. And he just got out of jail and he's like really, it looks like he's like bad off, drunk or something. Like, I don't know. Like, he's on some kind of drink. I don't know. Maybe he's on adrenochrome. It's probably what it is. But I mean, the guy is like far out there during this. And he's trying to explain the first, second, third, and fourth dimensions. And whenever he's doing this, his face actually shifts into a reptilian. And You gotta catch the right one to where they draw over the face. But I mean, all of them are pretty convincing. But the one where they compare his face to like ancient reptilian statues and Mayan this and that, you know what I'm saying? The dragons and the Japanese dragons and Asian dragons or whatever. Like, and then they show it and then they draw over his face to where it shifted that. Because, like, you look at it, it just looks like a butthole face. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, right? But whenever you see it outlined, you're like, wait a minute. You kind of start to see it. And then you're like, whoa, you really see it. And so, I mean, this is only giving credit to the reality of this. The reality that there's reptilian humanoids. Like, if you've already seen the Arizona Wilder David Icke video, like, that's pretty realistic what she's saying, because she's not giving telltale signs of lying, right? And if she is a liar, she is really good at lying. Like, so good that it's, like, matter-of-factly lying. You understand what I'm saying? You picking up what I'm putting down, bro? And I don't mean to go into conspiracies, but we gotta kind of give credit to conspiracies after all the conspiracies have been proven to be true, credible. Like, there are credible witnesses. This right here is Arizona Wilder. She really seems like a credible witness that reptilian humanoids are overrunning, you know what I'm saying, overrunning the Earth. I even had somebody come on Twitter from one of those Pepe the Frog accounts, and it says, they said, if this world was a breeding ground for reptilians, would you want to know? People were like, yes. And I was like, well, here, watch this, you know? And I gave them a video. But then somebody comes along and they're like, because I sent it to quite a few people, right? They're like, oh, the overposting of this just really makes me not want to watch. And besides, who's got 3 hours to watch this? You know who said that they do? The person behind the Pepe the Frog account says, I do. I did. I downloaded the video. I got a copy of it. You know what I'm saying? Plenty of people have copies of this now, right? You know? And it took me a while. It took me quite a few times quite a few sessions to get all the way through it, but I did it. I watched the whole thing. And man, I am blown away. I am just whoa. Because the thing she's saying and the look on her face, just like, whoa. Seriously, you gotta watch it. David Icke, which is David Icke, and Arizona Wilder, Reptilian Illuminati. You'll find it. Just look for it. Do yourself a favor and watch these videos. Because if you don't believe me, you think I'm a crazy conspiracy nut, then you really gotta watch these films. Because they go into amazing detail on what looks like verifiable evidence, proof, credible witnesses, credible testimonies of the existence of shape-shifting reptilian humanoids. I mean, I've seen it to where, like, their face straight up morphs into it. But then you see this, and it looks like it's just a hologram kind of glitching in a way. Like, he can't maintain his shape because of, I don't know if it's, I don't know. Because he keeps talking about, like, Steve-O, for example, he keeps talking about what's the worst thing you ever did. And it's like, he thinks of all these horrible things he did, like killing of children and drinking blood and whatever, the sacrifice, right? And they say whenever they think about that, that's whenever they can't hold their shape because they get too excited. And if you look at that video, that boy is excited.